Druid Hill, 1969, by Dean Smith. Our last family trip to the zoo was on a Sunday. In knee-highs and saddle shoes, on swings under the big oaks of late summer, in 8mm, we all looked swell together, among ostriches and orangutans, and at the art exhibit, zeroing in on a woman with every inch of her skin spinning her web of indifference to cameras catching tree priests and beatniks, circling the amazing Technicolor Volkswagen Beetle parked at the House of Reptiles, where savoir-faire was everywhere, amongst the peddlers flush with matted monarch wings and love beads, blowing glass and selling peace in my parents' last year together, before the nation did a cannonball off the high dive, and great notions, like families, went out of fashion with the wicker furniture Dad packed into the U-Haul, leaving us scratched versions of Are You Experienced? And Beggar's Banquet. Mom dressed us like Kennedy children, keeping her framed collages of Dr. King, Khalil Gibran, and Rod McEwen, working two jobs against the silent majority in the blue-collar bouffon and buzz-cut Baltimore army scene, a stronghold since Francis Scott Key scribbled his anthem for shift workers hammering iron to build the heartland at Sparrow's Point, feeding a war machine economy at Aberdeen with bombers, tanks, and napalm, impervious to the violence at Altamont or a faraway jungle where children ran from villages sacrificed in defoliant showers. And my parents, on their last night together, strafed the walls with intermittent fire until the clicking strand of film snapped on that old projector Dad won in an Esso sales contest.